All right, everybody. Axel's doing he's alive and well, aren't you, buddy? Aren't you, buddy? Axel's doing well, folks. Axel's doing well. He was bugging me this morning. So the swamp strikes back, folks. The swamp strikes back, and the reason I named it this is because I think it's obvious to see. And what I mean by strikes back is they're trying to lessen the problems. Moving into midterms, basically lessening the blow, so it looks more realistic. So it looks more realistic for what they have planned, and I'm going to get into that. And it's very easy to see. I know some of you enjoyed the show with Alex Jones. I think that was a good show. I agree with him on some things, and I disagree with him on some things. But when I interview people, I give them the platform. So I got mad respect for Alex Jones. I still believe that Trump didn't just wake up and decide to run for president. I don't see it like that. Is it a possibility? I think it's a small possibility, but I still believe that this is the highest of highest operations, and I have to believe that. I have to believe that. It keeps me going, folks. Folks, you can Venmo me, D-Rod1977. D-Rod1977. If you appreciate me, I appreciate you. When the lights go out on Amazon, I'm thinking about writing another book. Yes, I wrote this on my own. I wrote it on my iPhone. Believe it or not, I wrote this book on my iPhone. And I wrote it in a month. I had a lot of shit I had to process and just... The Mexican Mix, my mama's book, see? My mama's book, The Mexican Mix. Folks, I didn't get to have my coffee this morning because I forgot to make it. I woke up really tired. Yesterday was a long day. I woke up really tired, and I decided to have half a rock star. That shit's disgusting. It's gross. But I have to wake up, and I still don't feel charged up. I need my coffee. And that being said, I am going to take part in a coffee company my friend started, but I'll have my own brands of coffee. One of them is called Apocalypse Pow, Apocalypse Pow, and the other one is called Bare Knuckle Brew. Folks, health with Nino, health with Nino. All right, folks, history is being made thanks to a new study. There is strong evidence to suggest collagen is one of the best supplements in the world to help reduce the appearance of skin aging. Yes, I use it. I'm going to be 45, and I think I look pretty good. Researchers found the supplement helped improve the skin elasticity and hydration over 1,100 people. Pretty good. That's why I've been using it. Other products do not contain the same level of the five critically important types of collagen for bright, even, and younger-looking skin like my favorite collagen does. It combines the right types and the right amount of collagen your skin needs to help rejuvenate its elasticity. Unlock your secret to healthy aging with this amazing powder. Health with Nino is notorious for selling out due to high demand. If you order now, you get 51% off, folks. 51% off. Free shipping in every 60 day and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Get yours while you still can by going to Health with Nino or visiting the link below. The link below, folks. The link below. Hit the link below. It works. I used it when I got my neck slit open by a knife by some thugs. And I think it healed pretty well. That's why I do what I do. I'm on bonus time. I did an interview with Everett Stern yesterday, and I gotta say, kind of blindsided me. I didn't know I was bringing on. He calls himself a moderate. I will give him credit for the incredible balls he had to come on. But folks, I started doing the interview. I started conducting the interview. It's on ninoscorner.tv, and I started realizing what I was dealing with. So it's kind of like when you're sparring. Like sometimes I was getting ready for a fight. They'd be like, hey, man, We're bringing in a guy who's a cruiserweight. He's not a big puncher. He's kind of green. Take it easy on him. Don't fucking knock him out. And a lot of times I didn't want to. I was like, oh, this is going to be fun. I'll just knock him out. But sometimes I would work with him depending on if I needed the rounds or not. And I was in there just pop, 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 boom, boom, pop, touch him a little, faint, faint. You know, just to get some rounds in, get my air up. And that's kind of what I did with him. I mean, I feel like he's his heart's in the right place. But boy, oh boy, man. These people are locked inside the matrix. And when you're locked inside the matrix, all you can do with these people, don't fight with them. Don't debate. I couldn't debate them. So what I did was I just threw little seeds at them here and there. Little nuggets being, hey, what about this? What about that? What about this? So I handled it the best way I can, but I still give him massive credit for coming on. I believe he thinks he's being he believes he's a patriot, and I got to give him that. So it's an interesting discussion. It was very hard to contain myself, but I still did. And it's on ninoscorner.tv. Enjoy it. This is what we're up against. In Illinois, non-detainable offenses. Listen to this, starting January 1st. Non-detainable offenses starting January 1st, 2023. Remember, I've been saying this forever. They want a desired chaos. So they're letting criminals go. The fastest and easiest way to accomplish this goal. So remember, this is all strategy, all engineered. So here are the non-detainable offenses. Aggravated battery. Aggravated DUI. Aggravated fleeing. Arson, burglary, drug-induced homicide, intimidation, kidnapping, robbery, and second-degree murder, and threatening a public official. So these are non-detainable offenses starting January 1st, 2023 in Illinois. Beetlejuice land. Little Beetlejuice. Fucking Beetlejuice. They want chaos. They're trying to deliver this as fast as they can. And folks, I preach this day in, day out, every day. This is all engineered. Everything we're going through right now is an engineered plan to take down America. And what movement did they hijack? The liberals. They don't realize they're the biggest pawns in this game. Can you guys hear me all right? Yes, thumbs up if you guys can hear me. And that being said, someone vandalized my parents' house the other day. They have a big statue that's in their front lawn. I think I know who did it. I believe it's an old friend of mine. And it's real easy. I mean, if I catch anyone around the house, I shoot first. Just letting you know. I don't fuck around. So that being said, there you go. So yeah. Not a good idea. Spotify, Nino's Corner. Telegram, Nino's Corner. Getter, Nino's Corner. Rumble, Nino's Corner. Twitter is Nino Boxer. Truth Social, David Rodriguez Boxer. And folks, all the cool gear is bing right there. PatriotWear.com. Folks, I try to upload as much as I can on Rumble, but I have people that feel cheated if I put something on both Rumble and NinosCorner.tv, and I got to treat them with respect. So everything goes first right there. Bing, NinosCorner.tv. Thank you, Susan. Thank you so much. So NinosCorner.tv, I have Alex Jones on NinosCorner.tv. Alex Jones is up there. I got Dane coming on about climate engineering. He's coming on today. I'm going to have Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon's coming on, I believe, next week. Mark Sherwood is coming on. Vera Sharov. Now, I hope I'm saying her name right. Probably not. Probably not. But Vera Sharov, Holocaust survivor. Holocaust survivor. I didn't even know they were still around. I thought the last of them died 5-10 years ago. But she's a Holocaust survivor coming on my show. I'm going to try to put that up on YouTube, folks. I'm going to try. I also have the Ghost coming on. And, of course, Juan O. Saban will make an appearance. So, good stuff coming on enoscorner.tv. And for that being said, do you guys like my Nirvana shirt? One of my favorite bands of all time. Besides Pearl Jam. Yeah. I'm a grunge kid. I was a grunge kid. Well, kind of. I didn't dress like that in the 90s. But there was a period in my life where I was trying to be like Vanilla Ice. When I was like in seventh grade, I was even combing my hair up. Bing. Aquanet. Shh. What an embarrassing time. Coming at you live from the apocalypse, folks. Yeah, baby. Oh, yeah. Let's go. Let's go. The Swamp Strikes Back. So the way I see this playing out, folks, is they're trying to lessen the blow before we hit midterms. And what I mean by that is like, and all they got to do is make it realistic, if you know what I'm talking about. Just make it realistic enough. So, folks, this fight will escalate to the midterms, but this fight will continue. Now, I'm hoping something is done by midterms. That's what I'm hoping, okay? I hope there's some kind of intervention, but I'm with you all the way to 2024 if that does not happen. That is a sense of faith and hope for me, okay? I'm not predicting anything. I am not predicting anything, nor do I want violence or promote violence. So I got to say that. I don't promote any violence. This is a situation and a problem that if we go into chaos, folks, it's game over, man. It's just game over. If we get into any kind of chaos, the civil unrest, it's they got us. That's it. We fall into their trap. That's why this is very delicate. It's a very strategic chess game. Don't take the fucking bait. It's a marathon, and this could go past 2024, and I'm accepting that. I think the climax is coming into November. I believe that this is going to be a climax. We're going to see whether you're a patriot or a liberal or whatever. We are going to see which way this country's going by midterms. No doubt about it to me. And it may be the championship rounds of this fight, folks. This may be the championship rounds of this fight, but there's many more fights to come. Many more fights to come. The deep state runs deep and they have endless funds, folks. They got endless money. They own the system. That's what we're up against. This really is David and Goliath. It really is. And we've been duped for decades, not just decades, but centuries, okay? And the way they control us is through mainstream media. And I tried to explain that to Everett Stern on my show yesterday, but he just wasn't there. There's a lot to unpack with that guy. And I think we're going to have him on. I told him to watch Dinesh D'Souza's movie. I can't say it on YouTube, but you guys know what that is. He's like, well, I don't watch movies. I'm like, well, it's a documentary, and it has proof. But I gave him a challenge to watch that and then come back on my show. We'll see where he's at. We'll see. I'll work on him, folks. I'm going to work on him a little bit. Right when you think we're making gains against the swamp, they hit back harder than ever, folks. America is a prize, and they're not just going to hand over something they've been infiltrating for decades. Folks, they've been at this for decades. 1913 was the Federal Reserve. Woodrow Wilson basically signed over the country to the Federal Reserve, and that's what started printing money. And once they did that, folks, that's really when we lost, America lost its, by all sakes of argument, we were captured at that point. And then it just, the process continued. And this is why we're at, this is why we are at, the situation we are at right now, today, is because the process continued and the conditioning continued for decades. And folks, it's not just the movies you watch. It's not just MSM, okay? If you want to start feeling better about yourself, you ever wonder why people were falling in love so much more in the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s? Music was different, okay? Music was different. They were singing about love. They were singing about good times. I mean, the downside, the songs that had a lot of emotion, had a lot of soul in it. Whatever you're listening to, we are vibrational beings. And if you, whatever music you are listening to, you will vibrate at that level. It's a frequency. They don't just control us with mainstream media, folks. It's also music. Music is big. Music and news. And that's how they feed you. And then they put on someone like the Kardashians. And then they get celebrities to do their dirty work. Sellouts. I don't call them celebrities. I just call them sellouts because they sell out harder than anybody. That's why they get where they're at. Yeah, takes talent, hard work, but they sell out more than anybody. I'll tell you that much. So let's call them what they are, sellouts. Report, Special Master Senior Judge Raymond Deary appointed to review documents for Mar-a-Lago search. DOJ's request to resume criminal probe rejected. And this is from CNN. So Special Master Senior Judge Raymond Deary appointed to review documents from Mar-a-Lago search. DOJ's request to resume criminal probe rejected. Calming the blow until after the midterms. And if you think I'm kidding, if they get away with it, you're going to watch America get flushed down the toilet faster than warp speed. Biden hails deal. He's taking credit for this. We wouldn't be in this situation in the first place if it wasn't because of you, you fucktard. Biden hails deal to avoid national rail strike as proof unions companies can work together. All they're doing is kicking the can down the road. It's coming. Believe me when I tell you, it's coming. If they get away with it, it's coming. President Biden on Thursday hailed the tentative agreement to avoid a nationwide railroad strike as proof that unions and management can work together, taking credit for his administration's role in making that happen. The problem you fucking created. This agreement is validation of what I've always believed. Unions and management can work together, can work together for the benefit of everyone, he said in remarks in the Rose Garden. Biden hosted the negotiations who brokered the railway labor agreement before his remarks. The negotiations here today, I don't think they've been too bad yet. I don't think they've been to bed yet, Biden said. The president called into talks, which were led by Labor Secretary Marty Walsh. My glasses are fogging up again. Around 9 p.m. Wednesday, Biden said on the call that a shutdown of railways was unacceptable, according to the White House official. Who got us here? And now he's taking credit for it. Like he solved the problem. You created the problem. We wouldn't be in this. Can you imagine Trump in this situation? Unacceptable. I'm still in disbelief. And I had a rude awakening yesterday on my show. I had a rude awakening yesterday during that interview, but I contained myself because these people fucking exist. It's scary, man. Breaking report, Hunter Biden. Thank you, Texas nurse. You're amazing too. Breaking report, Hunter Biden pushes to cut child support payments. Cites poverty in a financial battle. The lawyer for his ex is going to blow the lid off his overseas financial schemes. That's what's predicted. Another bombshell report, folks. Another bombshell report. Facebook spied on instant messages of American citizens who questioned, who just merely questioned the 2020 you-know-what. The 2020 you-know-what. Bank robbery. And turn them over to the FBI. Turn them over to the FBI. That was Facebook for you. It's the biggest psyop that ever, I believe that's ever hit America, the world. Facebook. You know, they bombed me on Facebook, and I'm kind of happy about it, to be honest with you. I'm okay with it because I'm still on Instagram, but I just put photos here and there on Instagram. But I'll be honest with you, I'm happy they bombed me off Facebook. I'm happy. I'm happy. The minute I have Liz Crokin on Facebook, they bombed me. Bomb me. Chinafornia. In Chinafornia news, today we're going to be talking about Chinafornia. We're trying to make it more like China. So California's Newsom signs social media bill, folks. He signed a social media bill to remove hate speech and extremism. Hate speech and extremism. Defined by whom? On Tuesday, California Governor Gavin Newsom signed into law AB 587, the Social Media Transparency and Accountability Act, which he emphatically referred to as transparency measure intended to make the internet safer by requiring social media companies to publicly post their policies regarding so-called hate speech, disinformation. So if you question the narrative at all, you're disinformation. Harassment and extremism. The companies will also be required to report data on their enforcement of these policies. California will not stand by as social media is weaponized to spread hate and disinformation. So if you disagree with them, you're disinformation. Anything, you got to agree with everything they say. This is like Nazi book burning days. Same shit. And then they switch it. So they gaslight everything that they do, they project onto us. California will not stand by as social media is weaponized to spread hate and disinformation that threaten our communities and foundational values as a country, Newsom said. God, these people are so slimy. They're so slimy. Californians deserve to know how these platforms are impacting our public discourse. And this action brings much needed transparency and accountability to the policies that shape the social media content we consume every day. I think this guy's running for president. I really do. I really do. And a lot of you say, he'll never win. Really? Really? You still think that? You still think that after Biden? You still think that? We don't have a voice. You should be so fucking angry. Am I the only one? Am I the only one? California Governor Newsom is asking for DOJ to investigate Texas and Florida's busing and flying of migrants around the country and to look into whether these actions would potentially support charges of kidnapping. Really? What about trespassing? With the southern border being open, they're trespassing on the ranchers' land, robbing, killing, cartels controlling both sides. None of that. We just don't want them up here. You guys deal with it in Texas. We just don't want it up here. Did you hear about Martha's Vineyard? They called in the National Guard. They called in the National Guard. Because there's 50 immigrants up there that we don't want up here. Oh my gosh, there's Mexicans all over the place. Little Mexicans running around. Call the National Guard. Oh, my Lord. Little Mexicans running around everywhere. And more to come. But you guys get the National Guard. We don't. Texas. Fuck Texas. Fuck Arizona. Fuck our Border Patrol. These people are a disease. This mindset is a disease to the country. California governor rents billboards. She's renting billboards. Renting billboards in red states. Okay? In red states to tout abortion access. California governor Gavin Newsom re-election campaign. Newsom's re-election campaign has rented billboards in six states with abortion bans, escalating the Democrats' battle with conservative Republican governors and courting a First Amendment fight with Mississippi. The ads on the billboards viewed first by the Washington Post direct women to a California state website that tells users how and where to get an abortion in the state, emphasizing that you do not need to be a California resident to receive abortion services. You want to know why? Because he's going to probably run for president. I'm calling it here. I think he is. And I saw, you know, I like to look through liberal syndicates. And I pick up on propaganda they're already putting out there because they have to tell you before they do it. They have to tell you before they do it. Thank you, Karen. They have to tell you before they do it, right? That's how this whole occult works. Propaganda for November is pouring out, folks. It's pouring out. And why? Because it's so, they're trying to make it as believable as possible to lower the morale. It's all a conditioning process. So in this article, it says, ooh, Democrats. Democrats are favored to win the Senate. Really? Really? Oh, boy. Democrats are favored to win the Senate. They're telling you. They're letting you know you're fucked. So the deluxe version of our model. All right, the deluxe version of our model simulates the election 40,000 times to see which party wins the Senate most often. This sample of 100 outcomes gives you an idea of the range of scenarios the model considers possible. So then I looked at this graph, this model, and it shows Democrats are going to win. Democrats are going to win. Democrats currently have the lead in the race for the Senate. Really? Nah. I don't buy it, but okay. This is in part because in a few key races, Republicans have selected weak candidates. So they're letting you know, oh, the reason is because you got weak candidates. Hurting their chances for taking the chamber in November. But as Editor-in-Chief Nate Silver writes, Republicans still have plenty of potential opportunities for pickups. The best party's chance is currently in Georgia. And that being said, Georgia, and in Georgia, using the sellouts or the celebrities, Cedric the Entertainer, Satan's minions, right? So they're being called up now. Come up from hell. Help us kill America. Cedric the Entertainer hits Herschel Walker in a new attack ad. So Herschel Walker faced an attack from an unlikely source Thursday as Cedric the Entertainer roasted Georgia's Republican Senate nominee with an ad looking to boost Democrats' odds in the crucial race. The 90-second spot put out by the Progress Action Fund takes aim at the Georgia Republican's gaffes and controversial statements since launching his bid for the upper chamber, with a 30-second video also set to be released on digital platforms. We got big election stuff coming up right now. I need everybody to get involved. We got to stop. We got to fight against the ignorance that's going on out there, especially in the state of Georgia. Lord, you know, they said life is like a box of chocolates. He said in the clip, well, Herschel Walker is one of these chocolates that you don't want. And this is probably coming from a guy who's battling diabetes, Cedric the Entertainer. Oh boy. You know what? You know the ones where you get the box of chocolates and you like gagging? That's him. I mean, the man is ridiculous, dog. You're going to take any kind of advice from a guy who says, the man is ridiculous, dog. A grown man talking like that? Nah. Fuck out of here. Cedric the Entertainer. Cedric the Entertainer. Dog. Trump says he can't imagine being indicted. Argues, I wouldn't deter running again. Former President Donald Trump on Thursday said he can't imagine being indicted over his handling of classified documents or the scheme to put forward alternate electors after the bank robbery. But if I were, I would not deter him from a possible White House run in 2024. So he's hinting, like I said, midterms are going to tell me everything. Folks, midterms will tell me everything. You see the people that I interview. You see the people that I interview. I vet everybody in the open for you. I'm transparent as I possibly can be. So you know what I know. What I know, you know. I'm not hiding from anybody. I'm not hiding anything from anybody. I'm not saying I have special intel. I have special intel. What I know, you know. And we're getting to the bottom of this together. And if I mess up or I make a mistake, I come on here and I apologize and I make amends with it and I correct my mistakes if I feel they're a mistake. That's the best I can do. I got to tell you, folks, doing this every day or like three times a week is really rough mentally. It's really rough mentally and takes a toll on a man. Takes a toll on a man. It's been brutal. And then Trump states, I can't imagine being indicted. I've done nothing wrong. Trump told conservative radio host Hugh Hewitt. He told conservative host Hugh Hewitt. Same-sex marriage. Bill in Senate gets delayed until after midterm elections. Senate backers of a bill to ensure federal recognition of same-sex marriages abruptly delayed a vote on the legislation until after the midterm elections amid aiming to lessen the partisan heat and ensure enough Republican support for the passage. So they're putting the brakes on a lot of things right now up until just so they could get past midterms, just so they could get squeak past midterms. I don't think it's going to matter. I don't think it matters. I know we all know the truth. We all know what's going on. At least my audience does. You know what they're playing. You know what cards they're playing. We're exposing them. We are exposing them. They've been exposed. And we know what they're going to try to do. We all know it. Unless you're Everett Stern, who's just on my show on ninoscorner.tv. He doesn't know. Has no fucking clue. Breaking report. Putin's limousine is hit by a loud bang. Impossible attack. So, impossible attack. Russian leader is left unharmed. Zelensky is also involved in a crash. In a car crash in Kiev. Escapes uninjured, says spokesman. So there's just some shenanigans happening down on the Eastern Europe, folks. Putin's limousine is hit by a loud bang in a possible attack. Russian leader, both are left unharmed. Both cars get attacked and both are left unharmed. Man, this is heating up. It's heating up, folks. In Pennsylvania, a man in a clown wig took a gun to Dairy Queen to kill all liberals. So what, he dressed like one? In Belmont, Pennsylvania, a Western moorland County man is facing charges after police say he took a loaded gun into a Delmont Dairy Queen while wearing a clown wig and threatened to kill all Democrats and liberals, according to multiple reports. Why Dairy Queen? Do liberals frequent Dairy Queen more than Republicans or conservatives? Is that the deal here? Jan V. Stavoy, 61, of Hempfield, is charged with firearms not being carried without a license, person not to possess, terroristic threats, and disorderly conduct following the September 10th incident, the Tribune Review reported. Delmont police were called to Dairy Queen on Route 66, on Saturday afternoon after bystanders reported that a man wearing a yellow safety vest and a clown wig was driving erratically. Callers also told police the man had a gun, according to the CBS affiliate KDKA. Stavovoy, I don't know how to say his last name, Stavovoy, exited his car with a gun before taking it to Dairy Queen, where he... taking it into Dairy Queen, where multiple people were dining, Delmont police said in a statement. An officer was on the scene within a minute, according to the police. During the encounter, Savoy reportedly told police that he was undercover and working to restore Donald Trump to President King of the United States. KDKA reported, citing a police statement. Stavovoy also said he was armed to kill Democrats and liberals and to protect himself from drug traffickers. The officer detained Stavovoy and later found two additional firearms and multiple rounds of ammunition inside Stavovoy's vehicle, police said. What's your thoughts on this, folks? You think this guy... I think we're going to be seeing a lot more of this. I really do. I think we're going to start seeing a lot more of this. And I think majority of them are going to be false flags, and they're going to be blamed on who? The extremists. The extremists. Trump supporters, MAGA. I think that's where they're going with this. How do you not know? I'm just throwing this out there. If you understand how many people are crossing the border right now and buying high-powered magazines and guns, who's to say they won't be used for something to blame on who? The extremists. Very easy to do, folks. I'm just asking the question. I think it's very possible, folks. We're coming into some hard times, some very choppy waters. And, I think that October, November, man, that's what I see. That's what I see. Now, I'm not predicting anything, like I say many times. But I think we can all agree on that. Denmark government advises people under 50 not to get these. All of a sudden, people are coming around, huh? Gee, who said this for the last, 2 years? I don't know who said this for the last 2 years and they're barely catching up. Gee, I wonder. Remember who told you to get these? Your mainstream media. Who told you not to? People like me. But hey, we're the crazy ones. We're the crazy ones. Denmark will not offer those under the age of 50. Any more of these, the Danish Health Authority announced last week. The purpose of these is not to prevent infection with the boogeyman, and people aged under 50 are therefore currently not being offered these, the agency wrote in a September 13th statement. See how we're ahead of the ball, folks, on all of this shit? We're awake. That's the benefit of being awake. Now, the problem with being awake is you're around people who are asleep. And it's frustrating and it's aggravating. It's like walking zombies. Like walking zombies. and you have to interact with these. I stay home as much as possible now, folks, because I don't want to be around it. I just don't want to be around it. So I stay home as much as possible. I still see people wearing face diapers. I mean, I still see them. It has not dawned on them. In border news, Ron DeSantis sends two planes with illegal immigrants to Martha's Vineyard. Exclusive Florida Governor Ron DeSantis followed through on his promise to drop off illegal immigrants in progressive states, sending two planes full of migrants to Martha's Vineyard on Wednesday. Yes, Florida can confirm that two planes with illegal immigrants that arrived in Martha's Vineyard today were part of the state's relocation program to transport illegal immigrants to sanctuary destinations. So these are sanctuary destinations. The governor's communications director, Taryn Fenske, told Fox News Digital. So, sending them off to the liberals. And what do the liberals do? They start crying. But wait, guys, why aren't you housing them? Why aren't you taking them in like you tell us to do? Take them in. Feed them. Clothe them. Take care of their babies. El Paso mayor, I got to give him credit for this. See, it's getting kind of hot here. It's getting heavy here. Oh, man. I tell you what. Everything that's happening right now, we have said was going to happen years ago. Very reactionary, these people. They live in the third dimensional. That's what it is. Some people are in the fifth dimension. Some people are down here in the third dimension. Just reactionary. Thank you very much. El Paso mayor buses migrants to New York City to relieve overwhelmed detention facilities. That's where I'm at, right here, El Paso. Kirsten Nitzel, thank you very much. The surge of migrants moving west to the El Paso Border Patrol sector led to the apprehension of approximately 30,000 in August. 30,000 in August. A source within the U.S. Customs and Border Protection says the trend overwhelmed the sector's detention capacity, forcing agents to carry out street releases. El Paso sector spokeswoman Valerie Morales told NBC, generally after processing, migrants who are not detained for the duration of the removal proceeding are provisionally released in coordination with non-governmental organizations. If NGOs are over capacity, U.S. Border Patrol coordinates with local government and cities to identify locations where migrants can conveniently access transportation services or accommodations, she added. Hundreds of migrants, mainly Venezuelans, who have not yet been processed by Border Patrol, have amassed in an El Paso neighborhood called Chihuahita. As they await processing, border agents do biometric screenings on migrants before their street releases. But hold those who may pose a threat to public safety. Venezuelans have migrated to the U.S. in large numbers in recent years because of poverty, violence, and shortages of medicine and food in their homeland. So they come to America where we pay for them with our taxes. But you guys better accept it because you're Christian. You're founded on a Christian nation. So let other countries invade you and take and benefit from all the programs that you pay for. Abbott just dropped off a busload of illegal aliens right on Kamala Harris's front yard in D.C. Yesterday, DeSantis sent two planes full of illegal immigrants to Martha Vineyard's airport. That's where Obama lives. Since Obama claims to love illegals so much, here's his chance to take them in his $12 million mansion. That was from my friend John, who sent me that. So liberals are crying in Martha's Vineyard, and we don't want these dirty Venezuelans or Mexicans here. Let's call in the National Guard. So that's what they do. That's how they're handling this. Hypocrites, as always. And in pharmaceutical news, Adderall ADHD drugs run low at Walgreens and CVS as demand soars. In some cases, patients are waiting up to a week for medication that should be taken daily. It should be taken daily. I think, look, I have ADHD. I've had it all my life. And taking Adderall to me is like meth. It's like taking legal meth. I like Adderall. I don't take it anymore. Not often. I think the last time I took it was probably a couple months ago or a month ago. But the only reason I take Adderall is because it gives me energy and wakes me up and it makes me alert. And I don't know. I get a certain high from it. So I think it's bullshit. I think it's complete bullshit. And keep telling yourself you need it, okay? Keep telling yourself, oh, I get it prescribed because I got ADD. Sure you do. You like to get high. That's all it is. You like to get high. Just admit it. You like to get high. That's it. It helps me focus. It also makes you high. Let's stop bullshitting. Let's be honest with each other right now, okay? Let's just be honest. Get you high, and it's legal, and you can get it from a doctor because they're the real drug pushers. Fucking, let's just be honest. Oh, I got it from a doctor. I have bad ADD. I just have it so bad. It ruins my life. I need medicine. And by design, this is all by design. Folks, am I just, I know. I'm very frustrated. I'm very, it's tough, man. It's really tough. It's tough doing this three times a week, but I'm going to keep it going. I'm going to keep it going. It would be so much easier to give into my addictions and just go drink, to be honest, and just go enjoy my friends and relax and not ever have to worry about this again. But I'm eyeball deep in this shit now, and you all are keeping me very, very accountable. I'm being held accountable. In short, I'm being held accountable by you all. And I think that's why I purposely put myself in this situation. I think it was subconscious. I was like, I need to be held accountable. And here's all by design, folks, all by design. Major grocery store unveils new fast scan, a new fast scan technology that registers whole basket in one go, ways it impacts how you pay. So, yeah, you don't need workers anymore. So a supermarket is testing a futuristic way for shoppers to check out after a shopping trip. And the new fast scan technology will reportedly save customers an unbelievably amount of time. So getting rid of the cashiers and scanners, whatever you call these people, I don't know. The HEB shopper, Christokin Johnson, shared a photo of the store's speedy alternative checkout pilot at an HEB Plus. And I saw the photo. Basically, you just put your groceries on this thing and it scans it immediately, everything, instantly. And you walk out of there. Sounds good, but you don't need workers anymore. You don't need workers anymore. In what the fuck news, pet kangaroo in Australia kills owner and stops paramedics from saving him. My question is, what did this guy do to the kangaroo? So an elderly man was left with fatal injuries on Sunday in the first lethal Australian kangaroo attack in more than 85 years. Folks, if you don't know, one thing you should know about me is I spent some time in Australia, mate. I was in Australia and I went I'm not proud of this. I'm definitely not proud of this. But I lived with Aboriginals in the bush for like 3 weeks with my buddy. And we were out there in the bush in the wild, no electricity, no running water. It was crazy. And I had to eat. And so we had to kill kangaroos. And out there, they are as prevalent as rats are in New York City. They're everywhere. Where we were at, they were everywhere. And I remember I shot one, and I felt so damn bad about it, man. God. And it took off running. It took off running. And I was like, well, you know, all we had, I shot it with a 22. That's all they had. And they're really scarce on bullets. And they're like, you got to go truck it, mate. You got to go truck it. I'm like, what do you mean I got to go track it? The thing took off. It's miles away now. I was in sandals walking through rocky terrain and weeds and cactus and plants I've never seen before in my life that only grow in Australia. Poisonous snakes. So I'm walking through this terrain. I finally get to the kangaroo. It's kicking around. My heart goes out to it. I feel terrible, but I didn't want to look weak in front of the aboriginals because we got to eat. So no joke about it. I said, here, hand me the gun. let me put it out of its misery. Nah, mate, you got to do it with your hands, mate. You got to do it with your hands. So I had to kill a kangaroo with my hands. And I did. Not very proud of this situation. Then I had to throw the kangaroo on my back and walk it a mile and a half back to the trail that we were at, where the truck was at. And it was bleeding all over me, and it pissed all over me. Then I had to gut the damn thing, which is I had to string it up upside down on a tree, cut it open, pull out all its guts. Yeah, I had a knife. They had a knife at the end, but I had to – I think they were fucking with me, to be quite honest with you. But I killed it with my hands. I did. It was bad. And a rock. I used a rock, but – I don't want to go into details on that because it scarred me for life. Anyway, we ate the kangaroo, and I was sick for like a week. I also ate crocodile. And folks, they didn't have any like herbs or spices or anything to put on this. We just used salt. It was pretty disgusting. I have a lot of stories from Australia. I had a very different experience in Australia than most people do. Anyway, that's my Australian... Anyway, that's how I relate to this kangaroo. I relate to it. So anyway, an elderly man was left with fatal injuries on Sunday in the first lethal Australian kangaroo attack in more than 85 years. The man, who was 77 years old, was attacked by a wild kangaroo he was keeping as a pet in the Western Australia town of Redmond, about 20 kilometers northwest of Albany in the state south. The man was found in serious condition by a family member, according to reports, who called emergency services down to the property late on Sunday. When St. John paramedics eventually arrived, the kangaroo continued to pose an ongoing threat, leaving them unable to tend to the man's injuries. As a result, police were called to the property where they eventually shot the kangaroo dead. By then, it was too late to save the man, and he died from his injuries. Kangaroos are... Man, I think they're called the red kangaroo or something. The ones that we there's different kinds in Australia, but I remember there were some giant ones, big ones. Like they stand about 6'5". They were huge. And then there was other ones that were a little smaller. But I got to tell you, folks, out there, like what you compare them against, like what you would compare them to would be like rats in New York or jackrabbits in El Paso that are everywhere. These things are everywhere in Australia, where I was at. And extremely smart. But they're food for their aboriginals. I learned that for some reason, it's a lot like here, how they treat the Native American here in Australia. That's how they treat the aboriginals in Australia. In America, how they treat the Native Americans, they treat the aboriginals in Australia. They definitely send them a lot of alcohol. But nothing of any nutritional value, I'll tell you that. So what we did have in Australia was a lot of beer. I drank nothing but beer because you couldn't trust the water. So I drank beer every day. And they had a goat, Norman the goat. Norman the goat was a drunk goat. He was like a huge ram. And he was very testy. And he was a pissed off alcoholic. And if you didn't give him your beer, he would ram you in the ass with his horns. So whenever Norman came around, you had to give him your beer. Otherwise, he would throw a temper tantrum. So Norman, I have pictures of Norman. Maybe I'll post that one day. Norman, the goat or the ram, would come up and look at you dead in your fucking eyes. And if you didn't get, and it only, he only came up to the people who had a beer. If you had a beer can, he's coming up to you and he's going to demand your beer. So we'd all be having a good time around a campfire. And then all of a sudden, oh shit, here comes Norman, the bully. Norman would come up and look at us and he'd start like almost like moving his hoof. Like, oh shit, he's, who's he coming after? Next thing you know, you're, oh shit, sorry, here's a beer. You give Norman the beer and he'd chug a beer. And then I'm not kidding you, he'd walk off stumbling. He loved to get that buzz. True story. Norman the drunk. Norman the drunk. Anyway, I don't know why I go off on these stories. But I did live in Australia for 3 weeks in the bush. In the bush. And it's fun. All right, that's my story for today, folks. And the new heavyweight champion of podcasting. Later, folks. Have a good weekend.